Hope you're enjoying your bank holiday. Did you have a nice weekend, Niall?
I did, yeah. I always like my bank holidays. It's nice to have a bit of a break.
Everybody deserves a break.
Yeah, I get out and do a bit of bird watching for a change. It's nice.
But I'm surprised you get a break at all, because I see you've got the Garden Bird Survey results in front of you. Now, how many people took part this year?
Well, we had around 2,000 gardens taking part in this. So it's been very, very successful.
So do you multiply that by four?
Well, what we do is it's households and gardens. So sometimes you're talking one person by themselves. Yeah. Sometimes you're talking maybe a family or extended family of 10. Who knows?
Isn't that the way newspapers used to get readership? So if one person bought a newspaper, well, it was read by four people, something like that, I think, for marketing purposes.
Well, certainly, well, the way we look at it is it's lots and lots, and it's certainly enough people that it's statistically significant. So the reason we've been doing the survey, we're doing it for almost four decades now, it means we can compare year on year. And that's what this survey is for. It's the Irish Garden Bird Survey. It's about, over a 13-week period of time, keeping track of the different birds that you see in your garden. Not just the different species you see, but the highest number of each species you see at any one time. And that doesn't allow us to count the number of these birds that occur in Ireland. It doesn't allow us to track if their populations are increasing or decreasing in that regard. What it does allow us to do, though, is see the trends, to see if they're turning up more in more gardens or fewer gardens than they used to. So we can't tell the absolute numbers, but we do count the number of gardens they appear in. So to give an example, that might sound very technical, what's the difference there? So if we look at the bird that always tops the chart, the robin, the garden favourite. Last winter, that was in 95% of Irish gardens. Now, interestingly, that was down almost a full percentage point from the previous year. And that's a trend we saw last winter quite a bit. The species remained sort of the same proportions generally, but the populations of the amounts visiting gardens went down ever so slightly in many cases, some more than others. And I can give you a bit of a recap on that now in a moment. But anyway, robin in the garden with 95% of gardens topped the table, but as it always does. However, that doesn't mean it's the most numerous bird in people's gardens, because when you have a robin in your garden in the winter, usually you only have one. Or if you have a very big garden, maybe you have two. But that's it. You don't get flocks of robins coming into your garden. Whereas other birds, like the members of the finch family, which often feature in the
top 10. Or the tits.
The tits, indeed, absolutely. So take a bird like the chaffinch, which I'm looking through my notes here. The chaffinch, it ranked 6 in the table. It was up 1 point from last year. And that was recorded in 80.2% of Irish gardens. So fewer than the robin. But the thing is, you either have no chaffinch in your garden, or you probably have a flock of half a dozen or maybe up to 20. So you're getting more numbers coming into your garden.
But you've got to be able to identify the species, the individual species also. You know, a lot of people can tell a robin from a blackbird, but can they tell a chaffinch from a greenfinch?
Well, you see, that's it. And I think that there are certain species that are, let's say, under-recorded because of that. Take the wren, for example, a species that's very common in Irish gardens. We know there are more wrens in Ireland than human beings. They outnumber us on a nationwide level. We know they come to gardens all over the country, yet it's only 10th in the table. It was recorded in 71% of gardens in the survey, and 10th position was the same last year. Now, they're much more skulking than robins. They're harder to spot. So maybe people don't notice them as easily. They don't come to bird tables.
They're tiny.
They're tiny, all of those things. However,
the second smallest bird in Ireland?
Yes, that's right, after the
goldcrest.
Another bird which is probably under-recorded.
And is the goldcrest the smallest bird in Europe?
It is, jointly with its close relative, the firecrest.
Right. We don't have firecrest here.
Only as a rare visitor,
but I can
actually
imagine that it's got a fiery crown, has it?
It does. So does the goldcrest, actually. I suppose the way I look at it is the firecrest looks a bit fiercer. The face has got more sort of like white striping with the eyes. Yeah, it looks a little bit more aggressive, but tiny, dinky little birds. And actually, this autumn, we've had probably a slightly higher number than usual of firecrests actually turning up as vagrants on migration. It does happen. We get a handful each year, but the goldcrest is a very common resident. But so the wren and the goldcrest, tiny, sort of slip under the radar. People don't notice them. And so they're definitely under-recorded in the survey. However, that's the case every year. That's a perennial problem. So the fact is, the statistics hold good. We know, therefore, that if we, you know, we suddenly saw, well, 71% of gardens had the wren. If we suddenly saw a drop, maybe four or five places down the table, something's going on there, because it's not that, you know, people are getting worse at identifying them. It's kind of stays standards. This is kind of built in. That's why we can't tell the actual absolute numbers of the birds, but we can tell where they're ranking in the number of
birds.
Well,
it's a very good snapshot, but have you got a good distribution? So is the East Coast covered well, the West, the North, the South and the islands? Or are all of these people living on the East Coast?
No, not at all. So that's there is certainly a bias towards the main population centre. So a lot of people in the Greater Dublin area, a lot of people in Cork, Galway and Limerick. However, we do have records from all 32 counties of Ireland. And that's the case each year as well. And what's really valuable to us is when people participate for more than 1 year. Some people are participating for over 30 years.
Ideally, you want the people doing it every year,
exactly,
don't you?
Exactly. So we have something to compare. And the great thing is then we can actually show your data and show how it's changed. changed over the years. Because, you know, what we think of as common birds today, well, they might not be common birds in 10 or 20 years. That's certainly the case that we've seen. Take the greenfinch, for example. At the start of the survey, a very, very common bird across Ireland, one that's shown perhaps the starkest decline of anything, though, based on last winter's survey. So if you go back to the winter of 94-95, you're looking at being present in roughly 90% of the gardens in the survey. Last winter, it was only present in around 35-36% of the gardens in the survey. That's a massive decline over the course of 30 years. And that decline has become particularly steep over the last 10 years. They've been hit by a disease called trichomoniasis that's affecting them and other finches quite severely. So we're seeing them declining, but we're also seeing something happening with that. We're seeing another bird called the linnet increasing at a very, very similar rate. And we think what's happening there is that as the more dominant greenfinches decline because of this disease, the linnets, well, nature abhors a vacuum. Mm-hmm. They see there's an opening there for them. They're not being bullied by the greenfinches anymore, so they can come in and exploit those gardens. So it's really ups and downs. You'll see lots of changes as the survey goes on, but that's why it's so important to do this with such a large number of people over such a long period of time, because we can tell a lot about what's happening.
So all right, really, can I have your top three? From 3 to 1, please.
That's right. Drum roll, please, Derek. Starting in third place, the third most commonly seen bird in Irish gardens during the course of the survey was the blue tit.
The blue tit, hey!
Another bird that's very easy to identify, very showy in gardens. Last winter, it was seen in 88.7% of the gardens. Now, that was down 2.2% on the previous year. And that's a common trend we're seeing in this. A lot of these common birds, still very common in gardens, but actually they were seen in fewer gardens than in the previous year. Still doing well, and seems to be maybe partially affected by bad weather at the start. Start of the survey, the weather was very poor, and that has a knockdown effect for the
At birds. Number two.
So number two is the blackbird. We were talking about the ring ousel earlier, not doing very well. Well, the blackbird, its close relative, is doing extremely well in Ireland. That was present in 93.5% of the gardens in the survey, and that showed very little change from last year. It was down 0.2%, which isn't terribly significant. We know that does very well at bird tables. We know that the gardens are a refuge for them when the weather gets very cold. And so they're thriving. They're doing very well. And in at first place, we've kind of given this one away already, the robin. It was present in 95% of the gardens. That was down 0.9%, so nearly a full percentage point from the previous year. But over the course of the last 10 years, it's down 5%. So very common bird, very easy to identify. But something's happening. They're going down. So it's only 19 out of every 20 gardens in the survey had it.
Well, the next garden bird survey starts in December, if I'm not mistaken. But you want to take this opportunity to thank everybody for taking part.
Thank you to everyone who took part in it. Thanks to our sponsors, Ballymaloo. And thank you to all the Mooney Goes Wild listeners who contribute, because we've got a huge percentage of people who listen to the programme doing this. We'll be kicking off again for this coming winter season on the 1st of December. That's Monday, the 1st of December, and for the 13 weeks following from that.
Okay, looking forward to it.